Hey, what's going on today, people? Today's podcast is coming to you, talking to you today about, what are you waiting for? Why are you waiting for it? Who are you waiting for? Us as individuals, we tend to just kind of sit back and, ask for certain things and not want to put the work in. It's either we're waiting for somebody to do it for us, we go to God or, whomever, a higher being, whoever you talk to. When you're looking for a blessing of such, we go and we pretty much just kind of just sit back and wait and just think that it's like gonna drop out of the air or something. Like it's just gonna just be handed to you with a silver platter. And life is not like that. Life does not work like that. And I used to think that life did work like that. But nah, I'm coming to you today to be honest with you. Get off your ass. Get off your ass and get out there and get what you need to get. Now, I'm not a person that tends to curse on my podcast, but I pretty much take this podcast right here to the heart because I, in my recent days before I started it, was kind of a procrastinating, even procrastinating towards getting to this point of recording a podcast and getting everything done. So like I said, all my podcasts are pretty much things that I've pretty much went through. You can't have a testimony without a test. And I'm here to tell you folks, whatever you're doing, whatever you're doing that's so consuming, that's got your life so wound up and it's not you're not benefiting from it, stop it, put it down, go to who you pray, who do you pray to, Allah, whether it be God, whoever you pray to, and just say, you know what, God, I need you. I need your help. I need you to at least place me on the right track point to where I need to go. I need you to at least put me in the right direction that I need to go, And then from there, I'm going to put in my own work. I pretty much, had a conversation with my mom the other day, and I was just like, you know what, Ma, I pray, I get down and I ask a lot of, just guide me and keep my mind straight and just, get me on the right path. And I put the work in myself. A couple years ago, that wasn't me. That wasn't my nature. And I'm just being honest. This is all from the heart. It was never my nature. I procrastinate. I pray, and I be like, "Well, is it gonna happen? Is this miracle? Is this miracle just gonna like come out of nowhere and just boom?" No, it doesn't work like that, folks. Young brother, young sister, if you're listening to me, if you subscribed in, and if you even just giving me a chance to get your ear and kind of just touch bases with you. This is what I want you to do. I want you to write down your goals, whatever your goals are, whether it's to be a basketball player, whether it's to be a football player, whether it's to be the first female judge, the first female lawyer, whatever it is, first female basketball player, first female football player. I mean, whatever you aspire to do in your future, whatever you're looking to do, and the person that, the role model that pretty much gives you the courage to want to do that, be it Serena Williams, be it LeBron James. It doesn't even matter. What you need to do is write down your goals and pretty much take those goals, make you a big old dream board, put them up on your dream board. And each day, if something comes to mind, you just write it down. You write it down. And then you go out and you find like-minded individuals. You have to find like-minded individuals. You have to, readjust your circle of friends. Because if your circle of friends are not on the same wavelength that you are, whether they're trying to start their own business, whether they're trying to do something, if your same friends are those wishers and I want this, I wish for this, and they're waiting for it, then you gotta look. Either you're gonna encourage them to change, or you're gonna end up having to say, you know what? I got a dream. I got something I wanna do. And here's the ultimatum. Now, this is your life. You only get one crack at it, one crack at it. And you have to make the best of your life. And you wanna affect those around you. Because when you start moving, then others around you start moving. And that's just how the ball, that's how the ball moves. You get the ball going, and don't be afraid to, don't be afraid to, once you get it moving, you want to bring your friends with you because they do encourage you in certain ways. Reach your hand back. In our community, in the black community, what we don't do is we just go forward and keep our hand forward. We don't never take our hand and, push it back for, our brother or our sister to grab our hand and create a what you call a human chain. And we just keep grabbing, and we bring in not just one, but we bring in 6 and 7 people. We bring in 8 people. Whatever the number may be, you know, but that's what you need to do. You got to, you know, you could wish it, you could want it, you could do all of that. You could read all the self-help books that you want to read. But if you are not putting in the grind work, if you're not getting up, you know, your days off of work, or if you're not working, or if you do Uber and you got some time to yourself, you need to be doing something towards your dream every day, whether it's talking to somebody and getting some information from them. At least get, you know, dedicate yourself at least a half an hour. I mean, you got a couple hours out the day. You know, a half hour don't hurt. Your favorite show is a half an hour, and you can watch it right after you do something, because the person that you're watching on TV, your favorite show, that individual, he or she or them or they went out, they saw a dream, they went out and got it, and that was it. You know, that pretty much solidified them in their spot. And if you, you know, you look inspired to do something like that, then you got to do the same thing. You got to get up and pretty much be like, you know what? This is it. This is what I need to do. This is how I'm going to do it. And this is, you know, this is just going to be, you know, at least my start point. At least create a start point. You know, we cannot sit here in our homes or wherever we're at, you know, you're praying and just think that something is just going to magically happen. It's not going to, it doesn't work like that. I'm being honest with you. It does not work like that. You have to pray, and you have to go out there and get it. You got to go out there and get it. You know, that's part of your free will. You know, if we were to sit here and wait, if it was set up like that, then that's cool. You know, if that's the way it was supposed to be, then you know, who am I to change it? I'm not God, far from it. You know, but unfortunately, it's not set up like that. And I'm just only telling you this not because I'm trying to sell you anything. I'm telling you this because, you know, what I went through, what I saw, and, you know, what I'm seeing right now, and what, you know, what pays off. When you put your work in, it pays off. You know, started out, and I said, you know, I'm going to do the podcast. Got, you know, I got a few things together, started talking to some like-minded individuals, and sure enough, you know, I'm here today talking to you guys. I didn't even think I would come this far. And, you know, I put that out of my mind, too. Any kind of self-doubt, put that out your mind. Put it clear out your mind. Don't even entertain it. Because you know what? The more you entertain that self-doubt, you pretty much just putting yourself back. Then you got to jump that hurdle to get back where you were before you started doubting yourself. You know, and it's just not something you want to do. You got to believe in yourself. You know, believe in you. Believe in your brand. Believe in whatever you're selling. Be it music, be it your talent, be it spoken word, be it a podcast, be it anything. If you want to create an app, anything, you have to live it and you got to want it. You got to want it more than anything. It's like the brother E.T. said, if you want success, you got to want it more than you want to breathe. And I'm telling you right now, that's how bad I want it. And each day I get a chance, you know, above the dirt, I'm going for mine, you know. We have a generation of children that is, you know, that are coming behind us, and these children are lost. They're lost. You know, they don't know what's going on. They think that the things that they see on TV, the fast way to live the life is just the norm. And it's not the norm. It's not. We know that. But yet still, we have some in our age, you know, age group that tend to think that that's reality, but it's not reality. You got to snap back to yourself, and you got to say, self, man, I'm misleading the youth. I'm misleading the youth. You know, I have kids of my own. I'm definitely not trying to mislead them. I'm honest. I'm honest about everything from the Tooth Fairy down to, you know, what, you know, some of our topics today, as far as the president, the, you know, anything that they ask me, I'm honest. I'm honest so that when they grow up and they're, you know, on their road of life, and they're like, you know what, dad told me this, you know, dad told me that, you know, whatever, if they may have a flashback on when I'm not here, you know, I'm not going to be here forever. And I always let them know that, you know, it's going to be a time when you're by yourself, and you're going to have to make some decisions. And, you know, on my last podcast, I tell you, decisions, they can make you and they can break you. You can make good decisions and you can make bad decisions. It's all up to you. Sometimes we're put in a position to make either one of those, which is unfortunate, but you live and you learn, you know? But yeah, man, I'm a type of person that, you know, once I do get myself, you know, I push myself, I'm reaching back to my community. You go back to your community, you know, you do, speak, you know, anything that you want to do for your community, you got to do it. You got to reach back into your community and help out, because there are some people there that may not have the education. They may not have the know-how, the resources, anything, and they need your help. Sometimes we do need help, and you don't have to be too prideful or too full of your ego to say, you know what, man, I need help. And, you know, when I was coming up in my 20s, I mean, my early 20s, I was a prideful individual, just like, you know, all of us are coming up. You feel like you know it all. You don't. And, you know, God humbled me. He brought me down. I mean, he brought me down to the floor, put my face smack dead on the floor and said, I'm going to humble you. I'm going to take everything that you had, everything that you thought you accomplished by yourself. I'm going to take it all away, and took everything. Everything that I thought I worked for, nah, I didn't work for it. You know, God was blessing me, but I wasn't giving him his just due. I was just going, oh, I'm making this money. I'm doing this. I got this job. You know, I'm doing this. Just arrogant, very arrogant and pompous. And it's no need to be like that. You know, when you got people watching you, you know, you got younger kids watching you. You got adults watching you. You got people watching you, and they're kind of feeding off your energy. Well, if he did this, then I know I can do this. You know, let me talk to him and see what he did, how he did it. And then from there, you know, you go on and, you know, you handle your business. But, you know, it's just not set up, people, for us to be sitting here, being lazy, you know, to my folks out there. You can't be lazy. You can't be lazy and expect something to happen overnight. You have to work, you know, blood, sweat, and tears, as they say. You have to give it. You got to push forward. If you want something that bad, you have to push forward. It's no other option. It's no other, create your platform, but it's no other platform to where you can, you don't want to jump on somebody else's platform, and unless they, you know, allow you to come, but you want to create your own, because when people see you creating your own, okay, I see this guy. I see this young lady. They're working hard. Let me, you know, you might have a billionaire come to you and say, hey, I like what you're doing. Let's work. I want to make this, you know, worldwide. I want to make this global. And then next thing you know, you're a millionaire. But never, never. When you get in that position and you're a millionaire, there's a few things you don't forget. Or you're a billionaire. Or you climbing the ladder. And, you know, oh yeah, I'm doing it. You know, there's a few things you don't forget, my young black brothers and my young black sisters. You don't forget the people that are looking to follow in your footsteps. You turn back and you reach and you put your hand back. And I'm not saying, you know, physically. By putting your hand back, I mean going back to your neighborhood, putting up a Boys and Girls Club, you know, investing in, resource centers to where they can come and look for jobs, setting up some computers where these, you know, setting up computer classes, things like that, things of that nature. We need to build our communities back up, because nobody's not going to do it for us. We're out here waiting for politicians. We're out here waiting for a president. We're out here waiting for, you know, vote this, vote that. Nah, man. Nah, I'm here to tell you this. You can do all of that. Granted, we can get somebody in a position of power to help us. Granted, cool. But we as a community all around the world, each community, you have to do for yourself. You have to do for yourself. Because if you're not doing for yourself and you're waiting for somebody to pacify you, it's not going to happen like that. Like I said, we pray and then we sit there and wait. Oh, it's going to happen. It's going to happen within the next couple of weeks. It's going to happen. Nah, it doesn't work like that. And same thing with these politicians. They They have their own agenda. They got their own thing going on. You know, at the end of the day, you have to want for yourself. You have to want better for your family. You have to want better for your husband, your wife, your kids, their kids, their kids, their families. That's what we need to start creating. Creating a better pathway for future generations. Even the generations we say are lost, they're not lost. They are uneducated and they don't know what the next step is. So when you don't know when the next step is and you know you barely can read sometimes, you do, you start not caring. You start seeing life as not being valuable whatsoever. And then that's when, you know, you have high crime. You have a lot of situations, you know, you got early pregnancies and stuff like that. And these kids are raising kids. You know, we have to get ourselves in a circle of prayer, but we also have to get ourselves in being a community first. We have to get together and want to fix it. Everybody has to be on the same accord. Back in the 50s and 60s, we did it. We were together and we knew what we wanted to do. You know, why can't we do it today with what we have with today's technology? We're far more, a little bit more advanced, but we're not advanced in the aspect of being together, fighting together, and getting what we need. You know, and just, you know, not taking no for an answer. I would never put my all into, you know, a politician or anybody, government, nothing. I'm gonna work every day towards it. So at least I know when it's time for me to check out, you know, I did what my best. I did what, you know, I prayed and God just led me. And until he sees different and switches it, then I'm gonna just keep following that path and I'm gonna work hard every day. And I'm gonna instill that not just in my kids, but the little brother or the little sister that's out there that may say, you know, that may see you somewhere and just may ask you, you know, how did you get that? I want a car like that. Or I want to go to school. I want to be, you know, architect. I want to be an engineer. You know what, young brother? You know what I did? I prayed on it and I went out. I got around like-minded individuals that themselves wanted to, you know, aspire to be these certain things. And we just executed. We just kept finding, you know, grants and all of that stuff. And just educate yourself. All you have to do is educate yourself. And if you can't read or if you can't find these things or you don't have those resources, find somebody around you that like-minded. You don't want to be around nobody that's not like-minded. Somebody that's going to veer you off your dream. You have to, you know, get it and pretty much have a focused mind that this is what it is and not take no for an answer. All I'm saying today, people, is this. This is what I'm telling you. You pray for it. You ask God for it. You ask whomever it is that you may pray to. Anybody listening today. And then once you do that, that day that you do that, you go, you get on your, if you have an internet in your house or your phone, whatever, because most of these phones have, you know, good internet connections and you can find a lot of things on it. And then from there, you get around some like-minded individuals, you get on your social media and you start making that change, seeing who's like-minded and seeing who's not. Sometimes you got to cut, you know, you got to cut those individuals off. And hopefully they'll see what you're doing and then they'll be like, you know what, I've been wanting to do that. I didn't know. And then you got to get tunnel vision. And you just keep going. You just keep going. Nonstop, nonstop, nonstop. And that's what you do. To the young brother, young sister out there, I hope that this helped you today. I hope that you can see that, you know, life is going to hand you the bad apples and the good apples. You know, you take the seeds out of the bad apples, clean them off, plant for new apples. Because just because it's a bad apple doesn't mean the seed is bad. You know, you just got to nurture it right. And I just keep pushing. I just wanted to say thank you for giving me, you know, your time and your ear. Listen to me today. Feel free to go to my podcast page on iTunes. I'm also on SoundCloud, William Rutledge. And, you know, just lend me your ear. I'm not asking for a dime. I'm just asking for your time.